Protesters in Christchurch put their bodies on the line today to highlight the environmental impact of coal. 19 people were arrested and 5 train services were disrupted as the group of environmental activists sat on the train tracks. Katie Todd and video journalist Simon Rogers were at the protest and filed this report.
As the business day began in Woolston, the 10 o'clock Kiwi Rail coal train bound for Lyttelton Port was going nowhere. In its way for about 4 hours, about 30 staunch protesters from Extinction Rebellion sat with signs, banners and a strong aversion to what they say is a completely outdated fuel source. About 70 others expressed their support from the safety of the railway's grass berm. Among them was Julia Neal.
It's really time we started looking towards a sustainable future, and it's happening bit by bit, but it's got to happen so much faster. And coal, we don't need to dig it up. We've got alternatives.
Harry Seeger was walking through Hagley Park when he bumped into some of the protesters. He felt moved by their message.
Coal is just unnecessary. It's dirty. We have alternatives. It's cheap. It's kind of still using and employing the idea of kind of all that's wrong and that we don't need to do at the moment, whereas we need to employ a more progressive and forward-thinking stance when it comes to how we source our energy. Coal is simply, it's had its time, and now it's time for us to move forward and leave coal behind, leave it in the ground.
The protest was complete with home baking, bongo drums, onesies and elephant costumes. But it also featured a heavy police presence and some of the most drastic action taken by Extinction Rebellion to date. Speaking from beyond the police line at the coal face of the protest, Dave Simpson told us it's the most extreme thing he's ever done for climate change.
I've got 2 small kids. I've got a 7-year-old and a 4.5-year-old. And I need to be able to look them in the eye. I need to be able to look them in the eye and say that actually we did our best. And yeah, I've had enough of inaction. And I think we just need to draw a line in the sand and start doing stuff. You can see it happening all around the world. It needs to be here too.
Sarah Campbell told us she isn't afraid to get arrested for the cause, as she and 18 others were when they refused to leave of their own accord at about 2:30.
I knew that that's what I was up for when I came here today. It's all part of it, and it's the length I'm willing to go to get some change and to stop our coal use.
4 freight trains and 1 shunt train were halted in total before the arrests were made. In a statement, Kiwi Rail's Chief Operating Officer Todd Moyle says he regrets the inconvenience to Kiwi Rail's customers. But Extinction Rebellion spokesperson Sianna Fitzgerald says today's message wasn't necessarily pointed at Kiwi Rail, and she says the group are going to keep up the heat on the issue of coal, with today's event marking the beginning of serious nationwide action.
Activists have been fighting the coal industry in New Zealand for a long time, and there have been some heartbreaking losses of New Zealand's ecology to the coal industry. But looking at all the people that we've got now, we're at that point where actually we do have enough people to tip the balance on coal.
The police say they are speaking with the 19 people arrested for trespass. Other Extinction Rebellion members not arrested have been waiting outside Christchurch Police Station for their release with cups of tea and scones. In Christchurch, for Checkpoint, Katie Todd.